Madiadadayo bohotia nananaya. Yedibikitia de behetia dadadayo boho de bekeya. Bless the name of the Lord. We glorify the name of the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good morning, people of God. It is 5:01 now. We are so grateful for everyone that is here for 60 for 60 as we continue to go before the Lord in prayer. Before we pray today, I felt impressed on my heart to talk again about rest. This is something that we have touched on before, but came up again. And so here we are. And I know it can feel a little dangerous to talk about rest at 5 o'clock in the morning when we're supposed to be praying, but we're here. So the word rest, and I don't mean rest in the sense of sleeping, but rest in the sense of a cease from activity, but also a settling. And as I was thinking through, you know, today is Saturday, and a lot of times, especially for those of us who are working throughout the week, we're looking forward to the weekend. And one of the activities that we're looking forward to over the weekend is rest. The thing that I believe that we are challenged with often, and that is both naturally and when it comes to spiritual things, is the proper way to rest. We may come home, we may be physically seated, but our mind is going a lot, and so we're not really resting. Even when it's time for sleeping, we're laying in the bed, but our mind is racing, and we're still not resting. But then even when it comes to being in the presence of God, we may physically be in a space where we're in the presence of God, but because we're not really there, it's like we're not rested. And so rest is not just it's not just sleep, like I said, but it's also posture. And so I want to read Psalm 46. If you have your Bible and you can read along, it's a very short chapter, so I'm going to read the whole thing, but we're only going to focus on one verse. It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. Selah. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter. He utters his voice, the earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Selah. So the verse that I want to focus on this morning is verse 10, which the beginning of it says, the first part of it says, be still and know that I am God. And two things that I want to just highlight before we start praying is that rest both involves rest in posture and rest in mind. So with regard to posture, I'm a visual person. And for those who are visual, perhaps this helps. But what I thought about as I thought about rest in posture was a car seat. And I don't know if they're still like this because I don't have a small child. But there was at least a point where there would be a base, like a base to the car seat, and then there'd be the actual seat. And so the base would already be placed into the back of the car, and then once you put the car seat in, once you put it in the right position, you could hear it lock. And so once it was rested, you know, in the right place, then there would be a lock. And similarly, when we're rested in the right posture, and I don't mean posture as in like, you know, you have to be laying down at that point, or you have to be standing up at that point, you have to be on your knees, but rested in the posture that God desires for that moment, it is as though you can feel a lock. And so there is a physical part of it, or that there is a part that we do physically when we come to rest in the presence of God. We're not, it's not to suggest that we can't move, but we're not, you know, doing a whole bunch of other things. We've talked about kind of having dedicated time for God, but it's not just a rest in posture. It's also a rest in mind. It says to be still, so you're physically being still, but then it also says to know that I'm God. And this is God speaking directly at this particular point in the chapter. So it says, be still and know that I am God. So we're not just resting in posture, but we're also resting in mind. What do I mean by that? When you know something, you're not in question about it. You've settled in that truth. So when you know something, you're resting. You've rested your mind on that particular truth. Again, as I'm visualizing, I have a student who has a lot of trouble with focus. And even though he is seated at the front of my classroom, he is physically present in my classroom. He is often behind or often just not present with the class as we're engaging with content because of his struggle with focus. His mind is not rested. And as I was thinking about him, I thought about how, you know, we're in the classroom. I'm standing right there as his teacher. The content that he needs in order to gain the knowledge that he needs academically in order to progress to the third grade is there with him in the room. The teacher that is there to teach him those things is there with him in the room. But because his mind is not at rest and because he is not focused, because he is not present, he often misses what is available to him and what he needs right there in the room. Similarly, we come in the presence of God sometimes, but we come and we're not at rest. And we come in the presence of God. There's a scripture that talks about how there's the fullness of joy in the presence of God. We come in the presence of God, and who we need is there. What we need is there. But because we are not at rest, it's there, but we aren't. And because we aren't, we are not receiving what has been made available to us. So we don't take rest in the presence of God because we're not at rest. And we know that in his presence, everything that we need is there in his presence. And so as we're praying this morning, I just wanted to give us a little bit of a framework for a focus so that we can begin to assess ourselves, assess the state that we're in. Are we being still? Are we knowing that he is God? Are we still in posture? And are we still in mind? And if we've been in God's presence and or we've been in spaces where we know God is, but we just haven't felt like we've received, perhaps you haven't been at rest. And so my encouragement is that you will assess that. If there's an area that needs to be corrected, that we will do so, so that we can get what we need, and so we can engage the way that we need to in the presence of God. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, we give you glory this morning. Father, we give you glory this morning. We thank you, Father, for your presence. We thank you, Lord God, for who you are. We thank you for being our Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Father, for your desire to be with your people. I thank you, Father, for your desire to commune with your people. You invite us into your presence. You invite us into your presence. Your desire is to be with us. Thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, for this time, this space, this call that we've gotten with regard to 60 for 60. I thank you, Lord, for how you have called us into your presence routinely, but you've called us into your presence so that we can build our muscle of prayer, but also so that we can build our capacity of time with you. And not just so that we can build numbers, but because you know that we work best when connected and engaged with you properly. And so I'm praying, Father, that you would help us to assess areas where we have not been in the right posture, where if there's a base to the car seat, we just haven't been putting the top in the right place. I pray, Father, that you would help us where we've been experiencing frustration because we've been physically present, but we haven't been locked in. I pray, Father, that you would help us, that you would shine your light, God, that you would help us to see why, and then help us to make the corrections. We repent, God, for the times that we come into your presence trying to rush in and rush out. We repent, Father, for the times that we come in wanting to say that we did it so that we could, quote unquote, you know, satisfy whatever criteria has been set, but we haven't really been there to engage with you. We repent, God, for just being present in name or in face, but not really being present in posture of heart. We need you, God. And more than just needing you, it is our highest privilege to be in your presence. It is an honor and a privilege just to be able to bow before your throne. And so we take another moment and honor you this morning. We're glad to be here. We're so glad to be here in your presence. Father, we also pray for the times that we're in your presence physically, but our focus is off. Focus is sacred. And yet we come into your presence sometimes and we're thinking about all kinds of other things. Sometimes it's not even worries. We're just thinking about all kinds of other things. And then other times there are worries. We don't know how something is going to turn out. We are worried about how we're going to fix something, how we're going to figure something out, how we're going to initiate something, how we're going to stop something. But I pray, Father, that you would help us to exercise the trust that comes in rest. Help us to exercise the trust that comes in rest in knowing that when we come to you in prayer, there's no one bigger than you. There's no one greater than you. There's no one stronger than you. And so I'm praying, Father, that you would help us to rest, not just in posture, but also to rest in mind. Help us to rest in the truth of who you are, the truth of who we are in you. You are a good father. There's no good thing that you withhold from your children. You take care of the birds of the air. Surely you take care of your own. If natural fathers take care of their natural children, then surely our Heavenly Father will take care of us. We thank you, Father, that you tell us if we seek first the kingdom of God, all other things will be added. And so we can come into your presence seeking first the kingdom of God. I'm praying, Father, that you would help us rest in knowing that with you, that as long as we're with you, that we don't have to fear. If we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, there is no need for us to fear because you are with us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for you supplying everything that we need. Thank you, Lord, for you watching over us, for you keeping us, for you protecting us, for you providing for us. Thank you, God, that there is not one need that we could ever have that you are not aware of, that there is not one thing that we could ever need that you don't know about. Thank you, Lord, that you are concerned about what concerns us. You are concerned about what we've got going on. You are concerned about what's on our minds. Thank you, Lord, that you want to be with us. You want us to be in your presence. You want there to be an exchange. You want us to come and commune with you. Thank you, Father. And I pray, Lord, that as we are in your presence, that the word that is hidden in our heart, that we wouldn't sin against you, that the word will begin to come up, and that we would make a better practice of praying your word, of resting on your word, of leaning on your word, God, that we would lean on you and not our own understanding. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that you have brought to our mind, that you have brought to our attention our lack of rest, but not just a lack in sleep, not just a lack in laying down, but a lack in posture, which would be a lack in effectiveness and also a lack of rest in mind. Our minds haven't been on you. You tell us that you keep us in perfect peace when we keep our minds stayed on you, and our minds have not been stayed on you. Help us, Father, to stay. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you to think on the things that are lovely, to think on the things that are pure, to think on the things that are of good report. Help us, Father, to keep our minds stayed on you. And I pray, Father, for everybody that feels like they don't have control of where their mind goes, that don't feel like they have control of their thoughts. I'm praying, Father, for your strength to rise up, because you give us the power to steer our thoughts, to steer our minds. Give us the mind that was also in Christ Jesus. Help us, Father, to pull down every thought that would attempt to exalt itself against the knowledge of God. Help us, Lord, to not stand as helpless people when it comes to our thought life, but to take control, to steer our own thoughts, and to keep our minds stayed on you. It requires a vigilance. It requires attention. It requires discipline. Help us, Father, to increase the discipline of our thought life, that we will keep our minds stayed on you. I'm praying, Father, for every person that is on this call this morning, and even everybody that will come back and listen to the replay. I'm praying, Father, for rest to be upon your people. I do also mean physical rest, but I'm praying for rest in your presence to be upon your people. I'm praying, Father, that as we go throughout our days, as we go throughout the rest of today and even, next week and the rest of 60 for 60, that we would exercise and practice rest in your presence, not just to do it, but so that we can gain what we need to gain, so that we can exchange what we need to exchange, so that we can engage with you in the way that we need to. No longer should we come into your presence. You be there. What we need, be there. And we not get what we need. We not exchange what we need. We not encounter the way that we need to. It would be a sad thing to come into your presence and leave having not experienced you. And so I'm praying, Lord, that no longer will we come before you and leave without you, without having experienced you, because we haven't been rested in posture and in mind. I thank you, God, just for your desire to truly commune with us. You aren't after numbers. You aren't after clout in the sense of wanting us to be there just to say you've got us there. But you really want to engage with us. And so I thank you again, Lord, for bringing this to our attention, for highlighting this to us, because it matters the way that we engage with you. We've been learning that. It matters the way that we engage with you. I give you glory and I give you honor. I bless your name, God. I bless your name, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If there is anyone here, apostles, prophets, pastors, that has any word that they want to share, any impression that they want to share, feel free to do so at this time.
Good morning, PIT, Renita, and to everybody here, it's Prophet DeMarcus. Please forgive me for the way I sound. I just want to say that this was so rich. This was so rich. I thought about, as you were teaching, I thought about when I first came to the realization that there's a difference between rest and sleep. And, you know, from a practical perspective, and I thought about how when I came to the knowledge that for so long and so many years, when I said I had rested, I really only slept. And when I realized that there's a difference, it made so much sense to why I could sleep all the way through for 8 hours, maybe longer, get up and still feel like I had not slept at all. And it was because there were loopholes in my soul that needed to be healed. But I think and I know that what you released today is so, so, so necessary and so needed, because we can definitely position ourselves to be busy, so busy, that we miss God in so many ways. We miss His voice. We miss His timing. We miss His hand. We miss His direction. We miss assignments. We miss seasons and so much more, because we're not rested within. We're sleeping. We're taking time off. But on the inside, we're just running and we're moving and moving. So I thank God that you've given us the right perspective of what rest is supposed to be like and how important it is for us to be settled in Him. Because it's very effective for those of us who are believers and those of us who have major assignments in Him. We got to be settled in Him. Otherwise, we'll be moving and we'll do things our way and we'll do it all wrong, because we weren't still to know that He is God. I thank you so much, and I'm so proud of you. I just thank you for reminding us of what that should look like for us. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Prophet DeMarcus. Thank you so much. We bless God. If there is anybody else, and not just the apostles, prophets, and pastors, but if there's anyone who wants to share this morning, feel free to do so at this time.
Grace and peace. Grace and peace. This is Apostle Ash. Thank you for your obedience to teach us this morning about rest and your prayer. I just thank God, because this is actually like a confirmation as to some things that He has been saying since the initiative started. Even the other night when we were in Disciple Night, the Lord impressed on my spirit to share what He was sharing with me for the room. And I feel like this is a component of that word that He gave me the other night. And that word was, He told me, He says, train your spirit with militant discipline to be still. And the scripture He led me to was the same scripture that you taught on this morning. And then He said to practice stillness. So I believe that this is another component and confirmation of that word, because He was showing me in that moment how our spirit or our thoughts or, you know, even physically, we can be moving, or the things inside of us can be at a point of like kind of like a little bit chaotic. And He was showing me that He's not just desiring stillness, but He's commanding stillness and rest in Him. Even in this time and for the times ahead, so we can receive direction, we can receive, you know, warning, so we can draw closer to Him. So I just thank you. Thank you for your obedience. Thank you for your prayer. Thank you for your posture. I even feel the rest, the stillness and the peace and the rest of God even in my atmosphere and on this line now. So I just thank God for it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much, Apostle Fash. Thank you for that. If there's anyone else that wants to share, feel free to come.
Good morning, good morning, good morning to each and every one of you. This is Apostle Abel on this morning, and I echo the same sentiments as Prophet DeMarcus and Apostle Fash this morning. I was so thoroughly blessed by the word that the Lord released through you, and it reminded me of a study I did years ago when I was over the women's ministry at Second Baptist. There was a study that I did by Priscilla Shire called Breathe, Making Room for Sabbath is the name of the book. And I would encourage anyone, if you like to read, or even if you don't like to read, I would encourage you to get the book. It is so good. And it really centers you. The book, it's a Bible study, and it's about breaking the cycle of overload, right? And it talks about learning to live from rest right? Not learning to live from rush. And I know you emphasized it this morning because you were talking about, I'm not talking about sleep. I'm talking about rest. And so this book talks about, it centers on the biblical idea of Sabbath. And I know for many of us, not all of us, but for some of us, we don't, a lot of our leaders don't emphasize Sabbath. And so you don't hear it talked about a lot. So we kind of live from a place of, you know, our Saturdays are filled with busyness. Our Sundays are filled with busyness. And so this book talks about the idea of Sabbath, you know, as God's invitation to, number one, stop striving. It talks about, I'm trying to remember off the top of my head because it's been a while, but I remember that it talks about, you know, trusting his provision, you know, creating like margins. You know, it even discusses why we stay busy. A lot of us stay busy because of control or the fear of falling behind. You know, some of us are people pleasers. You know, it talks about our identity being tied to productivity. It also talks about what Sabbath actually is, you know, because it's not just a day off. It's a practice of ceasing. It's the practice of worship. It's the practice of trust. It's the practice of boundaries, right? Learning to say no, you know, reducing clutter in our life, you know, protecting time with God. One of my mentees, she was talking about how she got this overwhelming urgency to just get rid of things. That's a sign, you know, not only of Sabbath, but that's a sign God is really making adjustments in our life. One of the signs is cleanliness, you know, cleaning up, getting things in order. You know, when you get that, I refer to it as nesting, like for women that have had babies, you know, you go into that nesting season where you got, you know, the baby's getting ready to come and you got to get everything in order. So I encourage you all to get the book, but it reminded me, the lesson on this morning reminded me of that book, Breathe, Making Room for Sabbath. And I think it's important for us to have like a sustainable rhythm of rest. And again, if that may include sleep, but it may include just being still. One of my favorite places to be is in my car, not driving it, just sitting in it. I will sit in my car literally for hours without any music, just sit there with my own thoughts. Sometimes we don't even sit with our own thoughts. We don't even talk with our own self. We talk with everybody else, but we don't talk to even ourselves, to ask ourselves questions, to see what we like, to see, even assess our day. We talk a lot about, in our culture, we talk about a lot about processing and what that looks like. Sometimes processing is just thinking about your day. Why did you do what you did today? You know, good, bad, or indifferent. Why did you do that? Why did you make those decisions? And putting things in order in our own mind. So I'm not trying to reteach your lesson, and I'm talking a lot, but I really do appreciate the lesson on this morning and you leading us in prayer in that direction. God bless you. I love you. I love you all.
Thank you, Apostle. Love you too. Thank you very much. Just in case, if there's anybody else that wants to share, not just apostles, pastors, prophets, but if there's anyone that wants to share, maybe you had an impression, maybe you also have a testimony. We have been also talking about our notable testimonies. If you do have something that you want to share, don't be shy. I know it's Saturday morning, but feel free to go ahead and come forward and share. All right. Amen. Just as a reminder, we will be here back here at noon. Also, the recordings from our prayer calls are on our website. If you go to sentmiami.com, S-E-N-T, Miami, like the city, .com, And go into the navigation bar on the far right. You'll see something that says more. If you click that and navigate to 60 for 60, you will find the recordings for every one that we had. If there are some that are not there. There were some days that were not recorded, but the majority of them are there. So you can go to sentmiami.com, click more, and select 60 for 60, or you can go to sentmiami.com /6604-60, and you can get there as well. Again, we'll be back here today at noon, and then after that, we'll be praying for 20 minutes on our own. Thank you again for everyone who is here and even everyone who is listening to the playback. We love each
and every one of you. Wait a minute. Sorry for interrupting. I just didn't want to let this time pass to make the announcement about next week. Next week we are celebrating 3 years, and I couldn't let the time pass. I'm gonna say it every day that we're on here. 3 years. 3 years of establishment. 3 years of the apostolic work called Sent Miami. And I am so grateful to the Lord for 3 years. Next week will be our 3rd year anniversary, and how we are celebrating those 3 years. And just we celebrate by celebrating the work, we celebrate the people, and we celebrate in we're ordaining. Amen. And so we just want to invite everyone that is here, that is with us in the Tri-County area. If you're in the city of Miami, if you're in Broward County, Fort Lauderdale area, West Palm Beach area, we want you to come and be with us next Sunday. It's Sunday, next Sunday, which is the 15th, the day after Valentine's Day. Amen. Love weekend. We would love for you to come and be with us on that day at 5 a.m. That is our start time, and we start promptly at 5. So if you come at 5:01, you're probably going to think that we started at 4, but we start time for everyone to enter is at 5, and actually we do start at 4 because we're at the altar at 4 in the morning or 4:30. So anyways, come be with us on the 15th of this month to celebrate not only 3 years, but to also celebrate with us in ordaining pastor in training, Renita Smith, who just gave the word on today, and also pastor in training, Cameron Watson, amen, that will be ordained as elders pastors on that day. So we love you. We thank God for you. We hope that you'll join us. If you're not a part of our mailing list, and you would like to be a part of our text messaging or our emailing list, please email us at info@sentmiami.com. That's info@sentmiami.com. If you have a personal prayer request, you can email us there as well. Let us know what you need. Let us know what your request is, and we will be sure to have our intercessors pray for those requests. Thank you, Renita, for letting me interrupt.
Of course. All right. We will see you all back here at noon. Love you all. More grace.
More grace.